would you hang it in the box? See how it plays for you. I watched you take your life and tear it apart. Put your pain in a box. I send them back to you. What have you become? A shadow of man.
And welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative, brought to you by myself, Nigel, in the studio on my own tonight. So it'll just be me wittering on about, well, what I've got in store for you tonight, which is essentially some tunes, unsurprisingly. I've got some news about releases and things going on, and some news about events, gigs, club nights, that kind of thing. So that's the general format of the show, and I essentially open there with something fairly new. That's Gary Newman's The Fall from his album Dead Sun Rising that got released this week, I believe. Well, maybe a little bit at some point in last week. It was over the weekend around-ish. It's not 2 weeks old yet. Now, when he started promoting this album, he was releasing teasers and things, and he released half of that track, and that's essentially what convinced me to buy the album. It's a great storming track. That's why I played it. That's why I love it. However, I'm not completely convinced this new album, Dead Sun Rising, is an album full of those. It's yet to warm to me yet. I've only given it a couple of listens, but it's one of them albums I'm a bit unsure about. So while I'm a big fan of Gary Newman, I'm not going to give that album a thumbs up just yet. I'll get back to you in a show or two's time on that one, just when I've had a bit of a listen to it and let it sink in. You know, some albums grow on you a little. But at the moment, it's not a wow album. It's got a couple of wow tracks on, but that's about it. So there you go. Right, I think time to just continue with the tunes and get this show on the road. Here is some stonking Menmaker. Can you feel it?
indifference, ignorance, and hate. Shelter, protection, my sanity at stake. Exclusion, redundance, negotiation.
You are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. And you heard there Straftans with Turbo from the Advanced Electronics Volume 8 compilation. That's the Advanced Reykjavik Blues Cut of Turbo. A very fun song and a very fun band. And before that, we had So Man with Mask. And before that, we had Men Maker with Robot Buzz. An incredibly stompy track and a band who are a load of fun to watch. And that's off their album, How to Enlist in a Robot Uprising. Now, those three acts together sound like a lot of fun. And they're going to be, because they're currently in the list of bands that have been announced for the Resistance Festival next year, April 7th and 8th in Sheffield. So, well, it's worth actually running down who is also announced for that. There's been a good bunch of bands announced, and it's, you know, really early on, so you can get decent hotel bookings and stuff like that at a decent price. So the bands playing so far have been announced as Icon of Coil, Detroit Diesel, Local Lad ESA. We've had him in on the show before. Good stuff from him. Nakmar, Menmaker, Soman, Straftans, and A Blast from the Past. They have Ultraviolence. That's not a name of a band I've heard played in a club in about 5 years, and a guy who I don't think he's toured in about 8. So, yeah, kind of bought out of the blue there, Ultraviolence. Now, if you're interested in getting kind of up-to-date information on the Resistance Festival, find it on Facebook, friend it on Facebook, or follow it, or subscribe to it, or whatever they want to call getting the updates from someone now, is to the Resistance Festival. It's dead easy to find. It's Resistance with a Z instead of a C at the end. They're regularly posting updates on which bands are confirmed. I think we're kind of getting a band a week announced at the moment, so it's all looking very good. I know a lot of people are really excited about that. They reckon that announcements of the bands I've just said are, you know, going to make it a really fun festival. I'm quite looking forward to that. It's worth running through other bits of news as well. Cubinate, unfortunately, we've been waiting for a new album from Cubinate. They said the guys were actually in the studio recording, and there was one track that I played on the last show that got released on the EBM compilation, and it was all sounding good and all looking good. But unfortunately, they've decided to call it a day. They're not going to release a new album. They've stopped working together in the studio. They said they had fun, but, you know, it's not the time anymore. So there will be no more Cubinate. All that's been released is all that there will be. So a very influential band, a very good band, but unfortunately no new stuff from them. However, it sounds like Phil Barry's project Be My Enemy is still going, so I'm looking forward to hearing more from that. The Be My Enemy album is a stonking one of my favourites of this year, so well worth getting your hands on that. And I always like to mention about free downloads of music. I know there's a lot of music piracy goes on, I can't condone it, but there is so much free and interesting stuff out there. I usually mention label samplers and compilations like that, things like that. But there's a band called Control Collapse that have got their second album as a completely free download. You can choose, you know, the bitrate, the format you want it in, and it costs you nothing. And it's, you know, completely legal. It's coming from their website. They've decided to give it away for free. So if you want to check out what Control Collapse sound like, go to www.controlled-collapse.com/releases, and you'll find the list of their albums, and you'll find out where to buy the first album from, and you can also download their second album straight from there. So I think that's great of some artists to actually just give their music away for free. They don't have to be honest. It's costing them money to make it. They need to buy equipment, they need to spend time. It's not a free thing anyway, so I take my hat off to these people who try and get people interested in their music by giving out the samplers, releasing the odd track here or there, or old albums. But Controlled Collapse are doing it in a different way. They're releasing their new album this way, so well worth looking at. Anyway, I think it's time for some more tunes. That's pretty much the roundup of the music news in this particular genre I've got. But I'm sure there's other things going on I may have missed, so email me. The contact details are at bcbradio.co.uk. Find the Dark Assimilation show and just send me a message. But yes, if there's news you think is newsworthy in this particular goth industrial electronic genre, drop me a line. But I think now I'm going to take the show in a slightly different direction. I do this every now and again. I usually focus on the industrial and electronic, but I think it's time to go back to some kind of, let's call it more traditional goth. That's trad goth. You never know, that phrase may take off. This is some Ulterior. We'll be right back. You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there Berlin Black with The Only Ones. That's from the Only Ones CD single that they've just released, and is interestingly not an album track, so it's not on their previous album, it won't be on the next album. If you want to get hold of that track, you need to buy the CD single, and that's available from their web store, which is Trash Vogue Records. I can't remember if it's co.uk.com, but Google for Trash Vogue Records, you'll find it. And yes, you can purchase all their merch. And before that, we had Ulterior with Catherine from the album Wild in Wildlife. Great stuff from them as well. But I thought I'd go for a bit, you know, trad-gothy, post-punky type change for a couple of tracks at least, before, like, just doing an hour of the noisy electronic stuff. But now I think it's time to run down the gigs, clubs and events going on in the local area. Now, oddly enough, there seems to be a bit of a gap next weekend. We've usually had something going on most weekends, but this time, next weekend, there's a gap. So everything's starting on Friday the 30th of September. We have, here at the Gasworks in Bradford, Carpe Noctem's 12th birthday. Now, this is a goth night that's been on and off, but been going for a very long time. It's taken the summer off, and this is its return. So they're returning with Pink Hearse and the Marching Men playing a free gig at Gasworks. The doors open at 8:30. I'm not sure when the bands are on, but the bands are then followed by a club night till 3 a.m. and it's all free. More information can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk, and if you've been to a Carpe Noctem night before, you'll have a good idea of what to expect. I don't believe this is regular yet. Now, they've got a couple of nights booked at the Gasworks, but nothing like, you know, the third Saturday of the month or the fourth Friday of the month or anything like that. There's nothing, there's no pattern yet. But we'll let you know as soon as they've got some kind of regular night. They've got a couple of nights, and that's the first one they return, and we'll keep you updated about what else happens with the Carpe Noctem brand, as it were. Following that, on Saturday the 1st of October, there's Flock at the Library Pub in Leeds. Now, this is another gig followed by a club night, so the bands this time are Zeitgeist Zero and Terminal Gods. Doors are 7:30, first band is on at 8 p.m., and the price in is £4 in advance or free with a valid student ID. So, yes, if you're a student, you can get into this gig free, or the club night free, I'm guessing, because it includes entry to the club night afterwards. So if you just want to go to the Flock club night, which is perfectly fine, they're great bands, but, you know, I know some people just fancy the club nights rather than the live music. That runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. and costs £4 in before midnight, and all the details about that can be found on sheepish.net. Following that, on Friday the 7th of October, there's a newish night called Crosswave happening at Barroom Bar. Well, in the upstairs room of Barroom Bar. Again, this in Leeds. Again, this is, yeah, in Leeds. Again, it's free entry. It's a bit shorter than other events. It runs from 10 p.m. till 1 a.m. And the details I found for that were on a Facebook event. So get onto Facebook and search for Crosswave and you'll find the details. Also, on that same Friday, you have V&V Nation, supported by Solar Fake, at the Corporation in Sheffield. Now, that's £17 in advance, so probably a little bit more on the door. But if you're a big fan of V&V Nation, you'll probably be there. And more information about that can be found at www.corporation.org.uk. Following that, yeah, I think I might as well run down pretty much most of the month. I'll probably repeat some of this next fortnight in the next show. But I think it's well worth running down everything that's going on, because there's quite a few things, but it's interesting to see a few changes and a few new things. So on Saturday the 15th of October, you have the Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union. And ignoring last month's one-off, it's back to its third Saturday of the month spot. So you can be well assured it's sticking in that for a while again. It runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. It's got two rooms. It's got the main room full of kind of goth, cheese, rock, alternative. A bit of everything goes on in the main room. And you've got the mutate room with the harder dance and industrial electronic stuff. That's £5 on the door, and more information can be found at thewendyhouse.org. And following that, on Saturday the 22nd of October, there's a new... I'm not sure how this is working. I don't know if there's a pattern to it, but it's a new night called Kerosene at the Library Pub in Leeds. It's organised by those folk that bring us Flock, the Sheepish guys, and I don't know if it's going to be a regular thing, but we'll see how it goes, I guess. It runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. and it's £4 on the door before midnight, and it's going to be kind of all shades of industrial. So everything from industrial electronic, industrial rock, industrial goth. I think it's going to be a bit of everything industrial. That's what the flyer is making it out to be. So I'm certainly going to get along to that, because industrial is a bit of my bag, and it should look like a lot of fun. So more information about that can be found at sheepish.net/kerosene. And the other thing I've got listed is the Mission are now touring again. But interestingly enough, they're being supported certainly on the Leeds O2 Academy gig by The Wonder Stuff. And this is on the Friday, the 28th of October, so way at the end of the next month. You've got Mission, Wonder Stuff and Salvation. Now, that costs £25 plus the standard booking fee from the O2 Academy, whatever reseller they use, Ticketweb or whoever it is, which always seems to crowbar in at somehow £2 or £3, no matter what you choose, which kind of annoys me quite a little bit, especially when it's £25 anyway, and especially when you're picking up from the actual box office at the venue. I don't get where the extra charge come in. There's already a box office. The tickets are already there. Yeah, I just don't really get it. But that's just me. I could rant about that for days, so I'm not going to, because that won't be entertaining. But more information about that gig can be found at o2academyleeds.co.uk. And that is quite a list of things going on. So October seems to be the month of interesting stuff. We've got Carpe back. We've got Kerosene starting. We've got Crosswave, which is fairly new. Keep going. And all the regulars, like Wendy House and things like that. So lots of fun in October. Right, now I'm going to continue with a band that I only discovered through, well, Facebook, all my friends liking it, and then discovering that essentially it was related to another band that I'm a really big fan of. Now, I, as you can probably tell from the last few shows, I'm a huge fan of Mind in a Box. I really loved them when I saw them at Infest. It's just a shame they don't tour as much as they do, or they don't release more material. I just want more material by them. But the main lead singer is a guy called Stefan Poss, and he seems to have had some time on his hands and started a side project. This is called, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, it's four letters, it's T-H-Y-X, so I don't know if you meant to pronounce that as a word like tshk, or whether it's T-H-Y-X. But so far, he's only released one track. Now, this came out a few months back, I think May or June, something like that, called Into the Realm. Now, I've picked this up digitally from Amazon.com, and I assume you can get it from lots of other online retailers. I don't know if there's a physical copy out there anywhere, but certainly this track is called Into the Realm. It's a solo project, and it's sounding like good stuff. If you're a fan of Mind in a Box, you'll see why. Anyway, I'll continue with the music, and I'll be back in a bit. We'll be right back. That was Controlled Collapse with a track called The Same from the album Things Come to Pass, which is the free album I mentioned earlier in the show, available from controlled-collapse.com. So there you go, free music. Before that, we had Edge of Dawn with Stage Fright, the Sterile remix of Stage Fright from the Stage Fright EP, which is something I'd purchased electronically, downloaded and forgotten to listen to. It was only recently one of my friends reminded me of it, and I decided to listen to it. I'm like, that's a stonking good remix CD, essentially. Great stuff on there. And before that, the Storming THYX with Into the Realm, the solo project of Stefan Price from Mind in a Box, and great stuff there. And as usual, I've run out of time, so I would like to thank you for listening. I'll be back in a fortnight's time as usual, and I'm going to leave you tonight with a track by Alter de Rune that is meant to be coming, well, I got it on promo from their forthcoming album that I still don't know when it's due out, so fingers crossed that will come out soon. But this is a stonking track from Alter de Rune called Lady Jams Part 2. Cheerio. I don't.